Okay. Do you see the public, the widespread public acceptance of the official version of the events of September 11th as related to a failure in our education systems, per se? Are we taught to think critically enough?
No, we're not. This has bugged me for years and years. I don't take that much interest in education anymore, to tell the truth. When your kids grow up, you have less of a vested interest in the school system, and if you're not a student at or teaching in post-secondary level, which I did for 7 years, I taught at Ryerson for 7 years, if you just get away from all that, you just don't have an immediate vested interest in education per se. Besides, I've kind of given up on education by and large. I've almost given up on the media and almost given up on education, because these institutions, they're just a fraction of people within them who really carry the whole institutions on their few shoulders. The ones who are truly inspired and critical and thinking and growing. It's always a minority. And so in education, it's also very hard to get change. What should be done, for instance, is that very, very early on, being not an educational theorist, I couldn't name you the school, but it should be in grade school that kids are actually taught logic. There is such a subject as logic, and it's extremely valuable to know about syllogisms and false syllogisms and so on. This really is about thinking. Helps you to think. Why isn't this taught in school? What could be the reason why that is not taught in school? Who would fear a thinking public? Many tyrants are actually on the record as saying that they fear a thinking public, Hitler being one of them. So the education system, by and large, and Bertrand Russell, my main hero, the British philosopher Bertrand Russell, my main hero, saw this, and he said that the whole education system is primarily designed to indoctrinate people. And I fear that still is largely true. So we can't look to the school system to help us very much. Everybody should work wherever they are in trying to build a better world. That includes, of course, teachers and school administrators and journalists and editors, and absolutely each and every person is located in a different, unique position in society. And each of us can do something. But as to looking to education generally to, quote, save us, unquote, no. It just takes too long to turn the educational ship around.
Then you see it as something cultural, too, not just a failure on the education system, but do you see it as something as a failure in our culture?
Well, I'm not sure whether I don't use the word culture myself very much. I'm not sure why I don't, but I tend to use the word society, and if maybe you and I are using the words culture and society more or less as synonyms here.
Yes, I think so.
Okay, so with society, it seems to me that just in a terribly broad strokes, the way things happen is that there are those who are more powerful than others, and the people who become powerful are people who are inclined to want power. Goodness knows, maybe it starts when they're toddlers. I don't know. And then there will be, in any given society, there's some kind of a system which will either encourage or discourage the enablement of certain individuals and or groups and or institutions to become very powerful. In let us say, many of the native societies, this was not enabled. The native societies, and maybe it was partly because they were clustered into smaller groups as far as just the sheer number of individuals involved was concerned, they would keep circles and they would have consensus decision making and so forth. But in the industrialized societies, we have hierarchies, and then we have capitalism, which then comes to enable certain people to become overly wealthy, overly privileged, overly powerful, and then everything else follows from that. They don't exactly control everything in some sort of a simplistic conspiratorial way. But the way it works out is that they have more say than anybody else, and so they help to arrange a school system that will not question the society that benefits them so well. And then they will control the media, which then will not question the society that benefits them so well. And then they to some extent, even religion serves them. So then you're generally in a pickle because you've got this structure, and if the structure gets bad enough, then you're cooked. And I'm not saying we're cooked, but it's very bad. I mean, the system is so diseased, it is so anti-life, that if we don't reform it or something, it'll collapse of its own weight at some point, but maybe that'll be too late to save the ecosystem, for instance. So we're really in a pickle, I think.
Yes, and it seems that it becomes more and more urgent to act on this every day.
Agreed. Yes, action. Mind you, here's an interesting thing that has to do with language, thought, and action, which is the title of a book, I believe. And that is that some people say, well, we need to study, and then on the basis of our studies, we need to act. And I don't see study and action as being separate. I think that when we study, that is an action. And we sit down, we say, I'm going to read this book. We invest time in it. We make our little gray cells work, as Hercule Poirot would say. And on the other hand, if we go out to a demonstration, let us say, as a form of action, or write a letter to the editor, or organize, we're going to be learning while we're engaged in that action. Many, many kinds of learning will happen in our interactions with the others. And so I see study and action as not only being intertwined, but to some extent they're the same thing. But we need to find a balance, I believe. A few people may be able to just closet themselves away and be pure theoreticians, I guess. And other people claim they're only activists, and they just want to get out there and lick envelopes and knock on doors. And there may be a few people who break out more or less purely like that. But most of us, we need to combine study and action. Always learning, always acting, always acting, always learning. And wherever, as I say, we're situated.